Trans athlete scolds booing fans after winning girls 400 title. By Dylan Gwynn on June 2, 2025. A transgender athlete in Washington State chastised his detractors in the crowd, saying their words of criticism fueled him on his way to clinching a championship in the girls' 400-meter event this weekend. Veronica Garcia, a male, dominated the female competition, winning the state 2A championship, in addition to winning the 2A Greater Spokane League District Championship last month, and taking first place in several other races during the regular league year. When asked by the Seattle Times for his thoughts about the boos and protests from the crowd, many of whom believing he had no place competing in girls' sports, Garcia was defiant. "I'll be honest, I kind of expect it," Garcia told the Times. "But it maybe didn't have their intended effect. It made me angry, but not angry as in, I wanted to give up, but angry as in, I'm going to push. I'm going to put this in the most PG-13 way. I'm just going to say it's a damn shame they don't have anything else better to do. I hope they get a life. But oh well. It just shows who they are as people." Garcia's female competitors didn't come close to catching him. The trans runner finished with a time of 55.70, more than a full second faster than the second place finisher, who clocked in at 56.75, Fox News reports. The state of Washington has persisted in letting trans athletes compete in female categories despite President Trump's executive order threatening the funding of states that do so. Efforts within the state to block the inclusion of trans athletes in girls' and women's sports fell flat earlier this year, after two advisory votes put forth by the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association, WIAA's Representative Assembly failed to gather enough support. However, Washington state officials remain steadfast that no amendments to the trans policy can be made, as they would violate state law. Under current law in Washington, trans athletes must be allowed to participate in interscholastic sports that most closely align with their gender identity.